In Japan, he's known as the Emperor of Pleasing Graciousness. In Germany, as the Laughing Chancellor of Comedy. In Australia, they call him the Prime Minister of Mirth. While in England, he's been dubbed the King of Originality. In New Zealand, he's recognized as the Prince of Zeal. And we here in North America refer to him as the Goodwill Ambassador of Good Time Rock and Roll. Who is he? Well, he's probably the most popular and internationally acclaimed talent in the history of personality radio. Don't touch that dial. It's Wolfman Jack coming at you.
Wolfman Jack!
Oh, it's the Wolfman Jack Show, baby! Hope all you people down on your pictures, because we're gonna be playing some of that bounce-off-the-wall music, baby!
WRSU presents Wolfman Jack. Here now, Mike Blishak.
Wolfman Jack was once a kid from Brooklyn, New York, named Robert Smith. However, according to an article appearing in People magazine last year, Wolfman Jack does not like to recall those days. His parents split when he was a toddler, and Wolfman lived with his father, a part-time magician. As a kid, he shuttled between the street gang, where black speech and culture were the rage, and a coal bin in his basement. There, he sat glued to the radio, trying to imitate the style of early rock jocks.
When I was a youngster, about 12 years old, my idols were disc jockeys like Moondog. It was Alan Freed came on the air, you know, with, oh, you know, with wolves howling and bells clanging, playing rhythm and blues and everything. And I used to listen to a guy called the Hound, George Lorenz from WKBW in Buffalo. And he also was into that dog barking and wolves howling. So you can see where the name came from, the idea, right? That's what I listened to as a kid. I used to listen to Dr. Jive from Small's Paradise in Harlem, you know. And Symphony Sid was on the air here in New York at that time, doing real good.
The name Wolfman Jack was a combination of a question Dr. Jive used to ask, "What's up, Jack?" and a cartoon of a wolf sent to him by a fan back in 1962. At 16, Bob Smith quit school and began his odyssey of the airwaves. His first job was at a radio station in Newport News, Virginia, where he played rhythm and blues. And even though people told him his voice wasn't suitable for the air, the Wolfman knew better.
No, I always knew it was nice, you know? I just knew it myself was all right, so I mean, I didn't believe him, that's all. I went to Mexico, I started out in Mexico, you know? Big giant radio station, 250,000 watts from Del Rio, Texas. That station covered everything, including, North America, you know. It's come out from midnight to 4 in the morning with the wolves howling and everything.
Not subject to U.S. law, XCRF was able to operate on unlimited power and could be heard throughout middle America at night. Wolfman worked at XCRF until 1964, and then moved over to XCRB, a 50,000-watt radio station operating from Rosarita Beach in Tijuana. But complications with the government forced him out in 1971, and he soon found himself $500,000 in the hole. Wolfman remembers those as bad times, and with his bizarre reputation, he was unable to get a job on straight stations. Finally, however, KDAY in Los Angeles hired him in 1972, at an annual salary of $18,000 a year. The next stop, WNBC New York, where he received an annual salary of $300,000 and found himself in the middle of a ratings battle with WABC's cousin Bruce Morrow. It is at this point in time, 1973, that the Wolfman mystique seemed to have reached a pinnacle. His new job in New York, combined with the release of American Graffiti, one of Universal Studios' most internationally successful films, and a tune about himself titled Clap for the Wolfman by the Guess Who, shot him to stardom. His role in American Graffiti was one that could only be filled by the Wolfman because he portrayed himself.
You sneaking around with the Wolfman, baby. Oh, I tell you, I run around naked, baby. I haven't bathed in 3 days. Oh, I tell you, baby, these summer months are really rough on me. When I get out of bed, it's still light outside. What's this I got all over my floor here, man? I spilled my chocolate sauce and my pizza landed right near the crunch spot, you understand? I feel real sleazy and greasy, baby. Go get it all together here. Oh, it's the Wolfman Jack Show, baby. Time to be gnarly, funky, rowdy, or just plain mellow. Whatever your heaviest emotion is, baby, we're bound to strike a raw nerve. So get it on. Well, I just ate a T-bone steak, baby, had a bottle of vintage wine, and now I'm ready to play a little rock and roll. Hello, who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Karen.
Hey, Karen, you naked, dear?
No.
No, you're not. I am.
Well?
I'm totally naked, I tell you. I just feel comfortable naked. You got heat in your place?
Yeah. Want to come over and make it hotter?
You got me all stuttery. I'm going to have to hang up on you. Who is this?
Cookie.
How are you, Cookie?
Fine.
Are you naked, dear?
No.
I'm naked.
You are?
Yes, I am. Does that excite you?
Yeah.
It must be in the cereal you're eating, dear. You know, these summer months are hot, and you're going to be in the water a lot. So, Dick, don't you dare boogaloo in the pool.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
A boy and girl meet each other. They take each other hand by hand and walk up through that long stairway to the white room of love. Yes, baby, when you love, you live. Hey, I got a dedication here. It's for a friend of the old Wolfman. And he wants me to play the next song for a blonde young lady in a Thunderbird. Now, my friend's name is Kurt, and he wants to talk to you out there, baby. So you meet him at Burger City, or you can phone Diamond 3132. Now, he's a friend of mine, you hear. And little girl, you better call him or the Wolfman gonna get you. Hello?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 13. How old are you?
I'm only 14.
Oh, boy, I love you, Wolfman.
Oh, my, my. Got green onions hanging all over the studio, precious thing. Gonna keep the vampires away, you understand? And this one, baby, is for only you. Rock and roll will stand, man. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
The soundtrack from that movie has appeared on three separate albums, reaching platinum status in sales in North America, as well as the Far East and Europe. The Guess Who's musical salute to the disc jockey, however, created some problems for him in his new job.
So I was at WNBC Radio here in New York at the time, and they wouldn't even let us play the record over there, you know. They wouldn't let us play the record. It went top five without WNBC even playing the record, because I was on the radio. You know, payola, all that crap. You know, we couldn't play the record because I was on the radio.
I appreciate it.
There's been about 15 or 16 songs that folks have written. And I appreciate every one of them. I mean, I didn't commission it. You understand me?
Yeah.
It just popped up and it blew me away.
But the Guess Who were just one of several artists who were motivated to write and record songs about Wolfman Jack. His charisma has been sung about in Leon Russell's Living on the Highway, Taj Mahal's Ain't Nobody's Business But My Own, and Todd Rundgren's Wolfman Jack. All of these musical praises only magnify the Wolfman's overshadowing status as a pop-rock disc jockey to that of a legendary folk hero in every corner of the universe. Since the movie and disc jockeying in New York and Los Angeles, Wolfman Jack has achieved even greater worldwide celebrity. His zany but sensitive two-hour syndicated radio program is heard daily at 2,224 stations around the world.
The radio show doing real well. I'm on about 2,000 stations around the world, and I'm in about 100 markets here in the USA. And I just teamed up with Filmways. Filmways, you know, the big company, got all that money. They're going to spread the Wolfman around in a few more markets here in the United States and do a whole number. I'm on the American Forces Network like every day for 2 hours or something. You see, the American Forces Network have phenomenal radio stations in Frankfurt, Germany, for instance. All the companies that we originally occupied, we've got fantastic facilities there, you know? Like in Japan, we've got a phenomenal radio station in Japan, a phenomenal television station. Matter of fact, it covers the whole island of Japan. All of Germany gets covered. And Germany also, I mean, the station in Frankfurt is so powerful, it covers all of Europe. Every time I go overseas, they open up the whole network for me, which covers all around the globe on shortwave radio and everything else. And it just start boogieing all over the world, you know, all of a sudden everything, you know, it's coming from the same place at the same time, you know.
Wolfman's uncanny worldwide following was shown with almost unbelievable proportions when he made over 100 recent press and television appearances in Australia, Japan, New Zealand, Holland, England, and Germany. In Australia and Japan alone, thousands of fans had to be turned away from local television and radio stations when they tried to see him during on-the-air interviews. But besides his unequal superstardom in radio, Wolfman Jack is also a total entertainer, in every sense of the phrase. In the U.S., he has been the starring co-host on NBC TV's Midnight Special since its beginning, reaching a worldwide audience of over 25 million weekly viewers.
Yeah, it's a whole trip for somebody who hasn't done it before. You got to learn how to communicate with the camera so you can really communicate with the people who's watching, see? And it's not like a concert where you can go out there and be totally out of it, you know, and still come out looking good because the folks can't see you because you're about at least 100 yards away, you know. On camera, they're right up close on you and everything, and you see every little heartbeat. You can see the guy's neck going boom, 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 and all this kind of stuff, you know. So you got to really have your stuff together. We well rehearsed to do the Midnight Special.
Wolfman socializes with the rock elite and has appeared as a guest star on over 25 television shows, including What's Happening and James at 15. He's even attempted twice to put himself on vinyl. Although Wolfman Jack has done some bit parts in several movies, he still has further thespian ambitions.
You know, people always think that they categorize you all the time. And I want to get into serious acting, and they won't let me do it yet because what they say in the business is my image is too strong. So if they could accept me as an actor, if the folks could accept me as an actor, I'd really dig it. I would really, really, the people out there. Because I really want to do some of that. But I ain't going to give nothing else up either. I want to still stay on the radio and still do my TV thing and, you know, keep everything going. I'm just a young man. I got a lot to do, you know.
In his most recent endeavor, television fans everywhere are seeing him starring in his own syndicated half-hour music comedy series, The Wolfman Jack Show. The format is built around a fun and romance television party for everyone of all ages and is produced with top-notch network variety show standards. Revolving around all of these activities, the Wolfman still finds time for some special projects. This year, he holds the title of National Easter Seal Disco Dance-a-thon Chairman, crisscrossing the nation, encouraging people to support marathon dancers in various cities as they raise money for crippled children and adults.
I see a lot of folks, a lot of young people want to help, and it's a good thing for them to do, and it's not only a good thing, it's a fun thing. I see everybody really pitching in and doing really contributing, you know. We're hoping it's going to be one of the biggest years for Easter Seals. This is the first time I was ever asked to do anything like this. I don't know why I was never asked before. Maybe they figured, you know, my image wouldn't fit into what, you know, that type of thing. I don't know. You know, who knows?
But Wolfman Jack is a veteran of more than 20 years in show business, and when he isn't facing a microphone, he's still talking about the same thing, today's music and youth. As for the music of 1978, he feels it's off to a good start.
Yes, indeed. And we got a lot of great new young talent on the horizon, too, you know what I mean?
As for disco, the Wolfman thinks it will have no problem lasting out the decade.
The word disco came from somebody who built a nice system to put in a club. Sold a club owner on the idea of not having live music and playing records. And built this fantastic system. So you call your club a disco club. Disc, you know, called disco club. That's where the term disco came, and they started playing rock and roll. So it's still the basic pop music that we've been listening to played in a disco club. Now everybody's taking the disco and tagged it disco music, you know? Still rock and roll.
But how about the new wave in music? Punk rock.
I think it sure has stirred up the press, you know? And that's exciting when people start talking about the music business again. You know, any part of the music business, whether they're throwing up on the stage or what, it's still good press, you know what I mean?
As for today's youth, Wolfman Jack has definitely seen a change over the years. A change for the better.
I think the youngsters are more adult now, man. They're growing up and, you know, it seems that at 14 or 15, they're very together, you know. And I think it has a lot to do with the last generation of parents. I think the last generation of parents have been a better breed. I think it's slowly getting better. It's evolving into a better, more... They seem to be more intelligent, you know what I mean? More understanding, less naive, more knowing. You know what I mean? The youngsters, they really know what's happening. I'm trying to stay with what's happening, you know.
Wolfman Jack still harbors great schemes for himself. He says it would take 3 or 4 lifetimes to do everything he wants, but he insists, I never prayed for no money, and I never prayed for no fame. I said, I'll take care of them myself. You just keep me healthy, and I'll do all I can to try to turn people around, to try to steer them in the right direction.
I enjoy myself. I don't give anybody anything any heavy to deal with. I ain't trying to be political or anything like that. You know, I just, I'm a party person, entertainment. Wherever you find the Wolfman, you find good entertainment. That's what I'm trying to project. That's my whole thing. I believe that you got to have somebody that ain't giving you nothing heavy to deal with, you know? Too many folks got too many causes. My cause is just having a good time, just trying to do the best we can with what we got. Because when you do right, you come out right.
Surely, Wolfman Jack is a very real part of the vibrant 70s. His concern with creative entertainment for the whole family epitomizes his youth-minded warmness. And as a result, the whole world has become Wolfman Jack's closest friend.
This program has been pre-recorded.